Hi, I'm Autumn. I'm 7 years old. And you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Otto, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Winter Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Winter Creature Feature Quizlet later in the show. Remember how I said yesterday that people have complained about how cold it is in wintertime forever? We heard some beautifully artistic complaints by Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi in the first movement of his Winter Concerto, written in the year 1721. But what's something to like about winter? Remember how Vivaldi wrote poetry to go with each movement of the four seasons? Well, he has you covered for the second slow movement, too, with a little mischief in the answer. Here's today's poem. To rest contentedly beside the hearth while those outside are drenched by pouring rain. See, that's what I meant by mischief, because Vivaldi's basically writing about being comfy and cozy while everybody else suffers. Listen for how the little pizzicato plunks of the violin sound like raindrops. Here's the second movement, the slow one, known as the Largo, to Vivaldi's Winter. That was the second movement, the Largo, to Antonio Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons. Now let's check in with our Quizlet. This week, we're asking you to give the official name for the mythical beast, also known as the snow Sasquatch. Our hints. This creature is said to live in the Himalaya Mountains of Nepal. The word we're looking for means snow bear. This creature is also said to be of the same species as Bigfoot. If you know the name of this mysterious, mythical snow creature, send it to us in a text with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482, and if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. That does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.